Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I think we all need more beauty in our lives. And we have a great event for everyone out there, and their kids and grandkids. An event with beautiful art, live orchestral beautiful music, as well as the rosary and adoration. It's going to be Sunday, April 21st. The Fiorella Event Center inside. Doors open at 5:30, and this event of beauty will go from 6 to 7. So bring everybody out and let's have a night of beauty. You can find all the details at schooloffaith.com. Yesterday we meditated on Christ's relationship to Mary, which shows us three characteristics: dependence, reception of formation, and obedience. When he extends Mary's motherhood to the beloved disciple, he tells us that one of the many ways we are called to imitate him is in his relationship to Mary. Which sounds nice, but how concretely do we do that? What's the difference practically between someone who has given himself to Mary by consecration and someone who hasn't? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first step to giving oneself to Mary is to simply say it. Simply to say, Mary, I give myself to you entirely in imitation of your Son, so that you can bring me closer to him. The first step in any spiritual process is just to say it. In his book, True Devotion to Mary, St. Louis de Montfort proposed a 33-day process and a prayer of consecration. Montfort wrote True Devotion to Mary probably in 1714, shortly before his death. He prophesied that this little book would be attacked by the devil and buried because it proposed the key to the reign of Jesus in the world. The book was then literally buried in a chest in a field during the French Revolution and not found until 1842, and not translated into English until 1862. So why did God allow this incredible work to be hidden for so long? Because it was meant for our age. And St. Louis de Montfort could be called the apostle of the reign of Mary because he foresaw a time in the future when Mary would be queen of all hearts so that she would establish Jesus as the king of all hearts. That's what happens with consecration. We invite Mary to be the queen of our heart so that Jesus can be the king. Now, true devotion concludes with a formal prayer giving oneself to Mary so that we can better fulfill our baptismal promises, better receive and serve Jesus. And this is the first step of really relating to Mary the way Jesus did, as a little child to its mother. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We are giving ourselves to Mary the way a prize fighter or an Olympic athlete gives himself over to his coach, so that the coach can form us to be the best we can be. And Mary, mother of the Son and unique instrument of the Holy Spirit, is the best spiritual coach there is. So how do we let her coach us? How do we allow her to form us as she formed Jesus? Well, probably the main way is to pray the rosary every day. St. John Paul II called the rosary the school of Mary. Because in the rosary, we learn and reflect on all the most important truths of Christ, of the church, of human nature, and of salvation. And all the while, we're sitting at the feet of Mary. Just as a teacher explains and clarifies the subject matter of the curriculum, and so she forms her students' minds and character. In this way, Mary explains and clarifies everything about Jesus for us in the rosary. If having Mary as our mother means allowing her to form us, then the rosary is a privileged place to receive daily formation from her. O Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What does it mean exactly to be obedient to Mary? Because, of course, it's hard to say we've given ourselves completely to Mary unless we give our will to her. And the only measure of whether we've submitted our will to someone else is if we give that person obedience. But Mary, of course, gives the same directives as Jesus. In fact, that's the only command she gives in all of Scripture. The command to the waiters at the wedding feast of Cana to do whatever Jesus tells you. Mary and Christ, they give us the same instructions, and so do the Church and the Holy Spirit. Whenever we follow God's will, we are obeying Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. So we kind of have four bosses, but they all say the same thing. And what do they say? Accept the situations you find yourself in that you can't change. Keep the commandments, and be faithful to prayer, and relentlessly serving the people in your life. When you do that, we are obeying Christ, and so we are obeying His mother. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We consecrate ourselves to Mary because that's what Jesus did. We depend on Mary. Let her form us and obey her because, well, that's what Christ wants. But we also do it because we know she's our mother, and she wants what's best for us. John Paul II says that every mother has a special and unique relationship with each of her children. He says, motherhood always establishes a unique and unrepeatable relationship between two people, between mother and child, and between child and mother. Even when the same woman is the mother of many children, her personal relationship with each one of them is of the very essence of motherhood. For each child is generated in a unique and unrepeatable way, and this is true both for the mother and the child. It can be said that motherhood in the order of grace preserves the analogy with what, in the order of nature, characterizes the union between mother and child. That means that there is a unique, unrepeatable relationship between you and your spiritual mother, Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So I think the first time that I consecrated myself to Mary was in high school, when you introduced me and my friend group to that concept. But when were you introduced to that concept?
Oh. Well, when I was in graduate school in the spring of 1993. Well, let's even back up.
Whoa.
In the fall of 1992, a friend of mine who's now a priest, Father James Sanchez, he handed me
Father James, was he the one who ended up in like Texas or
New Mexico?
Or there we
go. Yeah, he's awesome.
The thing that mentally is between Texas and Mexico. New Mexico. I loved him.
Before he was Father James Sanchez, we were classmates in graduate school. And in the fall of 1992, he handed me a little book of writings by St. Maximilian Kolbe.
Oh, wow.
I'd never heard of Kolbe. And Kolbe was going on and on about belonging entirely to Mary. And I literally threw it aside like, this is a cult.
And look at you now.
Yeah, it's so funny. And then in that next spring, 1993, Dr. Mark Miravalli, the father of John Mark Miravalli, I was taking a class from him, and he assigned me a paper to write about Maximilian Kolbe and consecration to Mary. So I had to spend the whole spring reading Kolbe's writings, and I'll never forget of being so stunned by Kolbe, just pushing my chair aside in my little apartment where I was reading and writing and just getting down on my knees and consecrating myself to Mary right there. Which that ultimately sent me on a lifelong track of because Kolbe had a burning question. He posed it this way: who are you, O Immaculata? Because Kolbe knew there was this profound relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary. And Kolbe spent his whole life trying to understand and explain the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Mary. In fact, the very last thing he dictated before the Gestapo arrested him and sent him to Auschwitz was on the Holy Spirit and Mary.
That worries me deeply that you're not going to complete your life's work until the police are knocking at your door.
Well, his life work became my life work.
Yeah.
And ultimately led me to do quite a bit of work with the probably the greatest living Marian scholar, Father Gregor Bartosek, whom you met in Poland. Oh,
what a fantastic man.
Yeah. I'm hoping to see him, planning to see him when we go back this this summer. But in between that whole time, I had because you spoke yesterday about living in the presence of Mary. And I've had so many undeniable experiences of her presence and care.
Yeah.
I was thinking of one in particular where when I was doing my doctoral studies, the director of my dissertation, Father Johann Rothen, who is the most imposing Swiss theologian.
Was Rothen the one that you called the Riddler? Or was that Laurentin?
No, Father Roten used to always speak in riddles.
Yes.
And I was terrified of him because he's a genius, one of the best Mariologists in the world. He probably speaks 10 different languages. And writing under him, the first thing I had to write under him was a 200-page paper documenting the history of consecration to Mary.
Wow.
And at one point, that was just one of the papers.
200-page paper. That's almost a novel.
I know, but it was just one of the things he had me do. At one point, I was sitting in his office on the 7th floor of the library, and he said to me, to finish this paper, you have to find the first time in writing the phrase to Jesus through Mary, that it appears. The first time in writing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in English? He said, no, in any language. Coptic, Syriac, Latin,
French. Oh my gosh.
And I thought right at that moment, he was trying to kill me. I really thought he was trying to kill me. I literally, dissolved in discouragement.
Mm.
And I kind of slunk out of his office, pushed the button to the elevator, and just melted into it and out of it at the first floor into the courtyard. And I was just dazed. This is impossible. At that moment, Father Luigi Gambaro came walking by. And wonderful theologian. Ah, oh, Michael, how are you? Have you eaten a lunch? And I couldn't even answer him because I was so discouraged. Michael, you come with me. So I followed him to the cafeteria. I just followed him around, and he always got soup. He got his soup. I didn't get anything. I couldn't eat. I was destroyed. And we sat down, and he started eating his soup, and he said, Michael, tell me about your study. And I said, Father, it's over. And he said, congratulations. I said, no, you don't understand. And I told him the problem, and he just finished his soup. And then again, he said, now you come with me. And I followed him back. We went back to the library, to the 6th floor, where on that floor alone, there must have been a million volumes of theology. Mm. We went to an obscure stack in the back. I remember it vividly, way down to the second to the bottom shelf, way over to the left. He pulls out the book, literally blows on it to dust it off, opens it up, thumbs through, and he says, Here is your answer. And then he closed the book, handed it to me, and I looked at the cover. It was written by Father Luigi Gambaro.
That was the best self-reference I've ever seen in my entire life.
He was literally, he was the only living person mm-hmm. who knew the answer to the question. Father Roten didn't know the answer.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
Unbelievable.
In about 30 minutes, how was it that it would have taken multiple lifetimes to figure it out, and it was solved in about 30 minutes? How was that? It's because I refused to walk in the library unless there was this big statue of a pillar with Mary standing on top, and I refused to, right in front of the library at the University of Dayton, I refused to go in there and talk to Roten unless I would stop and consecrate the work to Mary so that it belonged to her. And then she took care of everything.
That's insane. I don't know what was more captivating in that story, the beautiful movement of Mary in your life or your very interesting Italian accent. Both were very engaging and very moving. That's unbelievable, though.
True story.
It's, yeah. I gotta try that more often.
You know, we have to tell people because they'll want to know, when was the first time?
Yeah.
Now, the whole consecration to Mary goes all the way back to the beginning.
Mm.
And you have great saints like Isidore of Seville in the late 500s talking about total abandonment to Mary and every century afterward. But the exact phrase, to Jesus through Mary, We find in writing from St. Odo of Canterbury in the year 1200.
Can't believe we're not naming kids Odo these days.
Listen to what he writes. The year 1200. He who wants to receive this wisdom confides to Mary this desire of his, and Mary will preoccupy herself with he who is to find Christ. In fact, one goes to Christ through Mary. One goes to the Son through the Mother. And by means of the Mother of Mercy, we reach mercy itself. So, Maximilian Kolbe would say, all you have to do is seek to belong to her more and more every day. Well, thanks for asking.
Thanks for telling. That was an unbelievable story.
You didn't know what you were in for. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.